Hey y'all, it's Garth.
The Big 615. You're going to hear the newest that country music has to offer. At the same time, you're going to hear the newest that the country classics have to offer. I want to hear the new single from George Strait, and I want to hear it right beside the new single from Luke Combs. That's the thing we call the Big 615.
Download the free TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. Or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway,
inhaling and long exhale out.
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
This is our hump show, middle show of the work week, and dead center of the work week. It's always this hour when you get to ask Amy anything, sort of. So please send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I did retweet it from our show account, so you should see it. And then also our Facebook page, which is getting a ton of traffic on this edition of the show. Producer Jay is looking out for your last minute questions. It comes up just over a half hour from now. We will do our best to give you what it is that you desire. I saw one post from a listener named Lisa who called it her favorite part of the week. Gosh, that's no pressure. No pressure at all. Thank you for caring enough to ask me questions about my personal life. Although some of you refuse to give up when it comes to pictures of Bob. There will be no pictures of Bob. You're just going to have to believe me that he's real. Jay's seen him now. There are pictures. So for the first time last week, we took a ton of pictures together. And I just want you to know, he took the first selfie of us. It was not me. He took the first one. He initiated the first selfie. Is that as significant as the first kiss? First selfie?
It's up
there. Who does it? Who says, hey, let's take a selfie?
It's up there. It's a step. It's a milestone.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say.
Well, he initiated.
That's good.
Yeah.
Something positive.
Although I take far better pictures, so okay. But he kept saying that over the course of the week. Like, you take far better pictures.
At least he knows it.
That's true. Jay's given up, too. He just knows. I'll just take your pictures.
Yeah. Anytime you take it, I'll just send it to me.
So anyway, no pictures of Bob, but I'll answer whatever other questions that you ask and that Jay poses. Again, if you want to find us on Twitter or Facebook and get those questions in before your time is up. I know that we have hit a variety of topics, not all of them sports, on this edition of the show, and I've kept it light to this point. Some humor and certainly some fun topics that we can joke about. Porn bots on Twitter, as gross as they are, and sending a tweet to Elon Musk and Ryan Seacrest and his staying power and those types of goofy topics. And we generally try to keep it lighter on the hump show. But I am sure that most of you saw two pieces of news that were gut-wrenching on Tuesday. Both of them make me so sad. The first is that Ryan Mallett, former Arkansas star quarterback and NFL QB, died in what the authorities believe is a drowning at a Florida beach. On Tuesday afternoon, according to the sheriff's office, first responders were called to a beach in the Destin area. For those of you who know Florida, the Destin area, just after 2 o'clock Florida time, and there was a group of people swimming in the Gulf of Mexico near a sandbar. And according to the sheriff's office, they were struggling to get back to shore. At this point, those are really the only details that have been released. They pulled one person out of the water. He wasn't breathing, and they were unable to revive him. And he was later identified as Ryan. Only 35 years old. And if you hadn't followed him since he left the NFL, remember he got drafted by the Patriots, but as was the case for a lot of backups behind Tom Brady. He rarely saw the field. Then was traded, I believe, to the Houston Texans. He did stick with them for a couple years, made a handful of starts. Also signed with the Ravens after the Texans let him go. And I don't remember how many starts he made for them, but he saw the field a couple times, I think. And so he survived and earned a paycheck in the NFL over the course of 7 years. And 35 years old, that's it. But since then, he found a new calling in life. Head football coach at Whitehall High School in his native Arkansas. So he started as an assistant and was just hired last year as the head football coach at Whitehall High School. And I saw this quote, came across this quote, in one of the stories that I was reading about his death, which he said, "I always knew I was going to coach." This comes from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. "I always knew I was going to coach. It's just natural for me. I understand it. I get how everything works, and then I just love football." But my favorite part of the quote is this, and because I've done some coaching in my life, but because I now work with young people, this resonates with me. "You get to teach kids the right way at a young age, and that's something I really enjoy." I'm not sure how many more details will come out. At some point, the official report from the sheriff's office will be released. And maybe there'll be eyewitness accounts of the others that were in the group. I can only imagine they're devastated. So Ryan Mallett dead of an apparent drowning on Tuesday. And the other story that just really shook me on Tuesday, and I'm being perfectly honest, I can't even imagine being in the shoes of Jimmy Johnson's wife. And when I say Jimmy Johnson, I'm referring to the NASCAR driver, 7-time champion, right? The icon from the sport. His wife, Chandra, had family, or she's from Oklahoma. Muskogee is where her parents lived. And on Tuesday, according to reports, authorities were called to her parents' home where they found the bodies of her parents as well as their grandson, her nephew, who was 11 years old. Monday, by the way, not Tuesday, Monday. So I'll let you hear what Lynn Hamlin has to say. She's with the Muskogee Police Department about how authorities first got involved.
It was a 911 call from a female caller that stated there was a disturbance at her residence and there was someone with a gun, and then hung up. And that's when they went into the home and did a search of the home to look for any other occupants. And at that time, they found two other deceased subjects inside the home.
According to the police report, and as you hear Lynn say, they got a 911 call from a woman. She was reporting a disturbance with a gun, but then hung up. So authorities get to the home, and there's one person near the front door. And then, as they're on scene, they hear a gunshot from somewhere else inside the house. And then as they got inside, so there's the person in the doorway, then as they get inside, there are two more people. And they haven't yet confirmed who was in the doorway, who was farther back in the house. But Hamlin did confirm that the three are Jimmy Johnson's mother and father-in-law, and then the nephew of his wife. So their grandson, her nephew, but 11 years old. 11. Her parents weren't even 70. So Jimmy Johnson obviously pulled out of this weekend's NASCAR race in Chicago. And what a enormous shadow and pall this cast over this event that was supposed to be this premier road race in Chicago. It's the first time they've been building up to it for more than a year, but it really isn't important when you think about the loss of life in this way. And because I've worked in NASCAR and have been a fan since I was 12, but I've also worked at multiple tracks, New Hampshire, Phoenix, a couple others. I've done some PR work with drivers. It really is a family atmosphere. And I know a lot of times we see the fights and you hear the jawing back and forth between drivers. That is in the heat of the moment. And yes, are there rivalries or guys that don't love each other? Sure. But the sport itself is very tight. And part of that is because they all respect one another for going out there and putting their lives on the line every time they get behind the wheel. It's a tight-knit group. And Jimmy Johnson is, not only is he a longtime icon in the sport, but in a sport where so many of the previous generation has retired and walked away, it's such a privilege for these younger drivers, a lot of them, to have a Jimmy Johnson around, even on a part-time basis, because of what he's meant to the sport. And because he's been their hero in many cases. The sport's very tight. The drivers, their families, they're not always together. Of course, they travel separately. They have their shops in different places. But over the course of nearly the entire year, from February until November, they're together in fairly tight quarters, 3-4 days out of the week. Everybody knows everybody in the sport. And I witnessed that firsthand. So even as they are supposed to take on Chicago and go into this incredible event that they've all been looking forward to, you can imagine the number of people who just feel heavy now, have a heavy spirit. Again, because it is a family and they all know each other. I was thinking about these two tragedies, and I did tweet about it, which almost makes me feel like I don't care a lot enough if I tweet about it or put it out there and say something. What can you possibly say that will be impactful at a time like this? But what was impressed upon me is sometimes the pain and the grief and the hurt in this world just seems so overwhelming. And I know that we all have people in our lives who are battling cancer or other health challenges, whether physical or mental health. For those of you who know John Kincaid, he has a second chemotherapy treatment on Wednesday for the colon cancer, stage 3. And I'm not telling you anything that he hasn't shared publicly, so I don't feel like I'm betraying any of his confidence. It seems like at times the bad news, the heavy, the negative, it wins, if that makes sense. And that was one of those days on Tuesday. Just, man. And this is just the sports world, because that's where we deal and I say it a lot, sports are a microcosm of real life. It's so heavy at times, where it's nothing but bad news. I just can't even imagine how his wife feels. So, because these are, and Jimmy Johnson more so than Ryan, but certainly many members of the NFL family shared their sadness, their shock, their grief over Ryan. Because these are famous people, obviously it resonates and it makes waves. We all have people in our lives, or we all have had losses to deal with in our own lives. In a situation like this, there's no way really to keep it private because it's massive news. The mayor of Muskogee is Marlon Coleman, and he did an interview with Fox 23, is talking about his personal feelings.
It was traumatizing to find out that a long-standing family who had made so many contributions to our community were involved in this type of incident. It was even more bone-chilling when we found out there were children involved. I knew Dr. Janway. Dr. Janway has worked on me. We've been acquaintances for a very, very long time since I've been in Muskogee. And so just knowing that it was him and his family took a different toll on me.
With the mayor of Muskogee, having spent time in Oklahoma, having lived there for 4 years, same type of thing, right? Some of these towns, everybody knows everybody. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but the authorities believe it was a murder-suicide, which just talk about gut-wrenching, even on top of that, with an 11-year-old. So thinking about Jimmy and Chandra and their families, but also about Ryan Mallett's family, the grief that they must feel today. There is no easy way to come out of that and start talking about sports again or anything else that we were talking about. I know it's part of the job, and I've had to do it countless times over the course of my career. But I always think, it's one of those times when sports just do not matter. But I know we are doing a show as best we can to entertain on a nightly basis. And when it comes to these types of things, I can only be me. I can only be authentic and real and share my heart with you. But obviously, we'll morph into some other topics that are making headlines in sports. I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. Just sometimes it feels like, the bad news far outweighs the good. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Acuña steps in, first pitch is hit hard, right center, arcing back toward that wall, chasing it is Taylor, that ball is out of here. Ronald Acuña on the first pitch with a first swing has tied the game at one apiece. Ripped down the left field line, curling toward the bullpen, she is gone! Acuña has done it again! It is 6-1 Braves, unbelievable. 1-1 pitch. Line to right field and deep back as Acuña still going back. Leaps and made a great catch. Kept it off the base of the fence with a tremendous catch. Ronald Acuña. The man is on fire.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Acuña definitely is a two-way star. The right fielder of the Atlanta Braves goes 2-for-4 with a pair of solo home runs. He's now hitting .330 on the season, and as you hear on the Braves radio network, flashing the leather as Atlanta racks up its fourth win in a row and continues to dominate in the NL East. Austin Riley, well, he likes what he's seeing.
Ronald's so special. It's a treat to come to the yard and watch him play every day, not only offensively, defensively. I think he's great out there. And you catch yourself on the edge of your seat every time he's at the plate. And, to see him finally 100% healthy, after the knee injury, it's awesome.
Minnesota Twins, they're part of this equation too. We'll get to them in a second, but Acuña is just one piece of what right now has become a home run barrage by the Atlanta Braves, especially in the month of June. Do you know the Braves have 54 homers in the month of June alone? They lead Major League Baseball with nearly 150. I think right now they're sitting on 146. And so Acuña had a pair last night. The Braves had 5 overall. They're bashing. They're the bashy Braves. They're the bashing Braves, not the bashful Braves. I know. I'm trying to make it fit. The Bashley brothers.
Do you think Acuña could do 50-50?
This year.
He's got 35 stolen bases,
right?
20 home runs.
Yeah, I don't think the stolen bases is the problem.
No.
It's
not. I'm not saying he's on pace. Like, it would be incredible. I think 40-40 is definitely in the question, but no one's ever done 50-50.
Right. 40-40 wouldn't surprise me. Well, he's going to get the 40 stolen bases, no doubt. He has time to do another 20 home runs if he stays on this pace. So at this point, the Braves have played 79 games. Right. So they're not quite at the midway point, but they're just shy. 81 games is dead center. 50 would be a lot. But he could have a power surge in the second half.
The fact that it's possible.
Yes, that we're even talking about it. Yeah. And again, he's just a part of what the Braves are doing. They lead Major League Baseball with 146 total home runs. 12 of 13. That's how many they've won. 12 of their last 13. Meanwhile, the Twins are below 500 and still on top of the AL Central. Every team in the Central Division is below 500. That's gross. Doing their best to be like the NFC South. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. While we're talking about the Braves and the East, the Mets finally win last night. They get 7 runs on 9 hits. My favorite part of the victory is Francisco Lindor. I'm going to assume he's being sarcastic here.
You got to bring it every single day and enjoy tonight. But then
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Come back tomorrow and just do all over again. You know, this win doesn't guarantee us a playoff spot, so we're far from it.
This win doesn't guarantee us a playoff spot. No, it doesn't. I mean, it's stunning.
I don't think 20 wins at this point will guarantee a playoff spot.
I like how he tacks on, we're far from it. Just in case anybody thought he was being serious, we're far from it.
We're far from it.
Yeah. At this point, they are 16 games back of the Braves. 16 games back. What about the wild card, you ask? Well, even with the wild card, they're 8.5 games out of the third wild card. Already 8.5 games out of the third wild card.
That's tough.
So you're saying there's a chance. They're even behind the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates, by the way, have fallen below 500. They're a bit of a mess right now. Well, and so are the Mets. Miami, San Francisco, LA. Right now, those are your three wild cards. Long way to go. The Phillies are 3 out. The Brewers are 3.5. Cubs, 6.5. Padres, 7.5. Pirates, 8. Mets, 8.5. It's not just the fact that they're 8.5 games out of the third and final wild card. It's the fact that there are 7 other teams that are competing behind right now the Marlins. So when Francisco Lindor says it's not like we've clinched a playoff spot, he's telling the truth. We're far from it, he says. The owner of the New York Mets announced on Twitter that he will do a press conference and answer all questions about the Mets, their current state, as well as their future, and that's taking place on Wednesday. But almost like the John the Baptist going before Jesus, Billy Epler was trotted out on Tuesday, maybe just to soften him up a little bit, soften up the media. He actually takes blame himself for what's happening with the Mets right now.
I constructed the roster, you know, and so, you know, we put this team together, and a large part of it we put together last year, and then supplemented with some of the pieces that, you know, we lost in the wintertime, and, you know, but ultimately, I mean, this is the club we have right now, and, you know, I think we expect, you know, them to be able to do more, and I think they expect it of themselves.
You think the Mets were so nervous about Steve Cohen on Wednesday that they decided they better get their rears in gear and win a game on Tuesday night? I'm sorry, Jay, plug your ears immediately if you don't want to hear this. Are you ready? This is where the tanking has happened. Not on purpose. I just mean their season is tanked. They just won on Tuesday night for the 6th time in 22 games.
They've had 6 wins in 22 games? Wow.
6 wins in 22 games.
You know, is that many?
8.5 games back of the final wild card spot. Did you know everybody's involved in a wild card spot? Except for the Mets, the Cardinals, a couple of other teams. Yeah, Billy Epler's, I guess, doing the dirty work first before Steve Cohen. What's the biggest problem? What worries you the most, Billy, besides your own job status?
I'd say the biggest deviation, I think what the forecast or predictions or any of the projections kind of put is on the pitching side. I'd say that's deviated more than, you know, more than the offense. So that and some of our on-field execution.
It's very technical, our on-field execution. All right, major question. And we know that Cohen, the owner of the Mets, is not big on making changes midstream. He's not big on making changes in the middle of a season, firing, hiring, that type of thing. Billy Epler, what about Buck Showalter?
I think Buck's, you know, handled that adversity, and I think he's the guy to get us back on track.
All right. So I guess that's a lukewarm endorsement. It's not a ringing endorsement. I wouldn't call it that. I would call it a lukewarm endorsement. Ultimately, what Billy Epler has to say about the Mets is that, I mean, these guys can pull themselves out of it. They're very talented. They can play better. They can start to win. All right. If Epler has the support of the owner and Showalter has the support of the owner, can't imagine they're going to make a ton of trades at the deadline. Everybody's frustrated, but what really can you do? I heard one New York radio host suggest that they should trade Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander and actually pay part of their salaries, because right now no one would take them, right? So no one would take their salaries as currently constituted. And so for that reason, the Mets would have to pay another team to take them. I don't think that's going to happen. I could be wrong. There's always the chance they could turn it around. You see the flashes with Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, just not what they're paying for. All right. So Steve Cohen on Wednesday, he takes his money very seriously. Well, I guess not that seriously if he's throwing it around the way that he is.
We've never, the Mets have never seen him react to a situation like this. So there's really no telling what he's going to do. Is he going to lay the hammer down? Is he going to be nonchalant?
Well, he's indicated he's not a huge fan of firing people in the middle of a season.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's only been an owner for, 2 years? So
right.
I guess he could change his mind if he wanted to.
To go anyway.
Coming up, ask Amy anything. Except please don't ask you about the Mets, because I don't know. Although I did see some of you ask me about the Mets. So send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, to our Facebook page too. We're glad to have you with us on this hump show.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
You're listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
It is the Hump Show, and for the first time in a long time, I left nearly 10 minutes for your questions. Plus rapid fire. Producer Jay is thrilled. A lot of times I start talking and I don't stop, and then I miss the break, and then he only has 3 minutes for questions. So ready, set, go here on After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's dive right in. So, of course, you were away on vacation last week, so we have to start right here. Paul wants to know, what was your favorite spot that you hiked while on vacation last week?
Oh, it was definitely the middle section and the steepest section of the Maryland Heights Trail in Harper's Ferry. And the overlook, which many of you are familiar with, I put the pictures up on both Twitter and Facebook. You can see not just the town of Harper's Ferry, but the two rivers that come together. You're seeing Virginia, West Virginia, as well as Maryland. But if you go on up into the steeper kind of loop that goes to the ridge of the mountain, you actually come across Civil War ruins, an old fort that was built on the top. There's a battery where they hold a 9,000-pound cannon up to the top. Now, there's trees there, and you can't have the same perspective of the river anymore. But it was this incredible vantage point from which they would protect the fort and protect their position there during the Civil War. Not to mention John Brown and the stand that he made with the slaves. That was all that fort is there. I mean, it's been rebuilt, but it's there in that same spot in Harper's Ferry. So I love history. I love American history and military history. I'm fascinated by the fact that I'm standing in a place where Abraham Lincoln walked, and there's a photo of him on the mountain, this logging road where they pulled this 9,000-pound cannon up to the top of a really steep mountain. And the hike kicked our butts, too. It was 6.5 miles. It was steep inclines. It was perilous descents. It was a great hike. We got to eat coconut cream pie after, huge pieces, because it kicked our butt. So I would say, yeah, seeing the Civil War remnants and the pictures of Abraham Lincoln in the same spot was fascinating.
Unreal. Can you imagine doing that hike with a 9,000-pound cannon?
Well, there are 200 to 300 guys, but they were also hauling up weeks worth of water and supplies and constantly up and down this mountain. So
sleeping on rocks and
No, thank you.
All right, let's move on here. James wants to know, what's one place that you want to take a vacation but just haven't had the chance to do it yet?
Hawaii. Hawaii is tops on the list, but internationally, I have a friend who lives in Denmark. She keeps asking me to visit. And then I want to go to Jerusalem and the Holy Land. So those are just a few. Yellowstone is another trip. Lake Tahoe I've not been to yet. In the United States, I want to see Mount Rushmore, South Dakota. I've been to parts of Alaska, but not Anchorage. I want to see the Northern Lights. I could keep going on and on. But the number one is Hawaii.
So Eric asks, have you ever been camping? And if so, when's the last time you've gone?
Oh, heavens. Well, it depends on what kind of camping we're talking about. I've been camping multiple times with my mom and her husband in their 39-foot fifth wheel. And before that, other trailers, shorter versions. But in terms of camping in a tent, oh, yeah, we went a ton when I was a kid in New Hampshire. We would go to camps. We would go to campsites and camp. So I love camping. Love it. In the Lakes region of New Hampshire, for those of you who are familiar, Winnipesaukee, Newfound Lake, those are places that we went a ton when I was a kid.
So this one's funny. It comes from Shirley, who asks, do you take all your pictures with your phone or do you sometimes use a camera?
I don't use a camera anymore because my phone, which is a Galaxy S10, that's what I have now, it has a 16-megapixel camera. It's better than any actual camera that I have. My nieces both have cameras now. My sister-in-law, I think, has a camera as well, and they take them on vacations. But I have not found that any camera I've had in the past takes better photos than my phone.
I mean, I think it's funny that they even asked that. Was it a camera or is it a phone? Because the photos are that good
of a
quality.
That's true. Good
point.
Yes. I feel like, in fact, when I go to Cuba, I haven't been in a few years, but we don't have signal there. So I put the phone in airplane mode, but I take it because I want to be able to take pictures. Yeah.
Ready for some food questions?
Yes.
So Alan asks, what's on your super duper A-Law boom sundae? What kind of ice cream, syrups, toppings?
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's a tough one. Okay. I love chocolate chip ice cream. Absolutely love chocolate chip ice cream, but I also love mocha ice cream. And I do love other flavors like coconut too. And so if you're asking me about my super duper boom sundae, I'm thinking a scoop of chocolate chip, a scoop of coconut, a scoop of mocha. Those flavors sound amazing to me together. Then I would have to have, I'm not a big fan of hot fudge. I do think toppings are required. So I'm thinking gummy bears, maybe sprinkles, maybe more chocolate chips, or how about Heath bar? Okay, let's do that. The three scoops of ice cream, Heath bar over the top, and then a gigantic blop of whipped cream or Cool Whip, and then maybe drizzle on that a little bit of the chocolate fudge drizzle. Not overwhelming because there's a lot of other chocolate too.
You like caramel sauce?
No, I'm not a caramel person. Mm. I do use it for baking, but I'm not a huge caramel person. That's my mom. So I'll go with the three different scoops of ice cream, all homemade, of course. And then we're talking some chocolate, some Heath bar, I said. Tons of whipped cream and then drizzled with hot fudge. Drizzled. Not covered, but drizzled.
Is that an ice cream for breakfast kind of morning?
It should be. It should be.
I think it is. All right, one more here with food. Lewis wants to know, what is the best food to get at the ballpark for you?
Oh, I'm a sausage and peppers girl. Except for when I once went to Nationals Park in D.C. and it was 99 degrees at first pitch. And the only thing that my nieces and I wanted to eat was ice cream out of a helmet, which is what we had for dinner while we're talking about ice cream. But yeah, I love sausage and peppers. I'm trying to think what else. I could do a burger, a cheeseburger anywhere. And most ballparks have awesome chicken fingers.
Yes.
So chicken fingers and fries. If you're asking me one specific place, though, I'm going Shake Shack at Citi Field every time because I freaking love Shake Shack. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. There are other places where Shake Shack is located, but I only ever have it at Citi Field. It's like my once or twice a year treat.
The one time when we went last year, we got there early enough. We had no line, never happens.
It never happens, but we stood there forever because Jay insisted that he had to have something specific. We stood there forever because you had to. What did you ask for?
I wanted like just cheese on it. I wanted to remove something, and apparently that was like splitting the atom.
No, yeah, it is. It's splitting the atom. It's ruining the assembly line. We stood there forever. By the time your food came out, my fries were cold.
I would have just taken it the way it was if I knew it was going to be such a freaking spectacle.
Yes, from now on.
All right, moving on. David asks, have you ever been to Dave and Buster's?
I have been to Dave and Buster's. Used to go there a bunch when I was in Oklahoma. We had a blast. I've had a few dates at Dave and Buster's. Lots of fun there. Love the race, driving the race cars. That was my favorite part.
Well, that's the next question was, what's your favorite arcade game if you have?
Yeah, no, I love to be the NASCAR driver of the arcade game.
I think I know the answer to this one, but Rich wants to know, have you ever been sent or were you ever sent to the principal's office?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was most of the time because I was sassy and talked too much. Definitely.
I actually would have guessed no.
Really? Oh, gosh. I was a sassafras. And also, I didn't always play nicely with others. So when I was in junior high, I was a cheerleader for a very short time and I didn't get along with the mean girls. And so they all ganged up on me and one of their dads was the principal, and so they got me called into the principal's office and like made up all these stories about me, about how I was not a team player and I wasn't following the captains who were much older. Yeah, I got a talking to about how I needed to play nicely with other cheerleaders. That was the end of any cheerleading for me. It was thank you.
All right, we got the 4th of July coming up this weekend, and Karen asks, do you have any 4th of July traditions or favorite things that you like to celebrate on that day?
Well, I do love to wear anything with an American flag. So I have a shirt that's got a flag as well as a scarf that is red, white, and blue. I have American flag earrings, which I will be wearing. I have a red dress with a blue sweater that I'll wear because we're working all weekend, so I'll do it here. And I do enjoy fireworks. The problem is, ever since I got Penny, I hesitate to leave her because she is so afraid of fireworks. Now, she's deaf mostly, so she can't really hear them as much, but I haven't left her in years because the last time I did, the poor dog was a disaster. I do love fireworks, but mostly, though, we work, right? So I'll be on my way into work seeing the fireworks in both New Jersey and New York City, but I'll enjoy them while I'm driving down the highway.
That actually was a follow-up. Is Penny afraid of the fireworks?
Oh, deathly afraid. And so last year she could hear some more than she can hear now. But I'm telling you what, we had massive thunderstorms on Monday night and the dog was petrified. She can only hear them if they're super loud. So maybe we'll see if she can't hear the fireworks anymore.
This one comes from Brian, who wants to know, what color is your favorite nail polish?
Oh, that's a good question. I love pedicures. My favorite nail polish color on my toes is blue. Do love a blue, but I also will do a purple and an orange or a pink every now and then. But blue is my first choice.
Yvonne asks, have you ever played pickleball?
I have not. I have not. I know the courts. I know the sport. I've got friends who play it, but I've never played tennis either, so it's just not on my list.
Can we play?
Well, I thought we were going to play frisbee golf.
We're doing that too, but let's get another new sport.
Oh, let's try a third new sport in the span of a year?
Okay. I kind of want to play.
Great, let's do that.
It looks kind of fun.
Okay. Do you ever play tennis?
I have a little.
It's a cross between tennis and ping pong.
I feel like I'd be better at pickleball. Because
everybody's better at pickleball.
Right.
That's the point.
Yeah,
it's a watered down version of tennis that you don't have to be athletic to play. Now, some people are athletes, but you don't have to be athletic to play.
All right, we'll finish here with some rapid fire. Password or secret handshake?
Oh, crap. I forget them both. I'll go secret handshake.
French fries or onion rings?
French fries every time.
Sharks or dolphins?
Dolphins. They're so much smarter and they're friendly and they save people.
Group work or solo work?
Oh, solo. I was always the one doing the work in a group.
Save as you go or save at the end?
Save as you go.
Thunder or lightning?
Thunder.
English or French bulldog?
Moose.
He's English.
He's English. Okay, Moose is an English bulldog.
Last one here. Time machine or magic wand?
Time machine. Ooh, I like that question. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.